This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, Jonathan E. Ward has the night off, actually. He's not taking the night off. You know, he's working. He's working for liberty for all of us. And because of that, it's just a conversation with me. Maybe Super Don can chime in as well. But Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily is back on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, terrific. I am in St. Petersburg, Florida today. And the sun is shining. It's hot, but we got the ocean breezes. And we're talking about, well, not what you're going to be talking about, but the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists. And I think it's not a topic for polite conversation, but at the same time, there's some big problems with people in Washington, D.C. being major league constipated.
That has to be the coolest segue I've heard in a long time. And you're absolutely right. The politicians in D.C. are just going nuts with gun control right now.
Mm-hmm. And Super Don, if it were enema control, would you be for it?
I am firmly behind the enema control bill that is being put on the floor. Yeah. You know, it's funny with this sit-in thing. It's like you've got a bunch of Democrats that are just sitting on the floor doing nothing, which to me is kind of like just a normal day in Congress for the Democrats, isn't it?
That's one way to put it. That's a good perspective. Yeah. But what were they? I mean, they were sitting down because what? They wanted to take everybody's guns away. Were they trying to nuance the argument at all, Cheryl? Were they saying, no, we don't want guns away from everybody, just from the people we don't want to have them? I mean, how were they putting their argument forward? Was it any different? Anything coherent?
No, it's actually pretty egregious how they were painting it. John Lewis, that civil rights icon, he came forward and he basically pressed this sit-in on the House floor with all these Democrats. And he was painting gun control as if it were on par with the civil rights Jim Crow battles back in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, to equate gun control based on a radical Islamic attack is crazy anyhow, but to liken it to a civil rights issue, that's just over the top. And the sit-in did end today, I'm happy to announce.
Well, you know what, John Lewis, of course, you know, not taking away anything from his civil rights background and the fights for access and things like this, but the idea that somehow disarming innocent American, law-abiding American people, black, white, red, yellow, red, it just defies, as we've talked about this, there's this a logic deficiency disease. Because, you know, I want you to think about this. How many blacks might have been lynched fewer had they been fully armed and capable of defending themselves in the era when they were not allowed to have guns, right? Because they weren't considered, you know, full people, right, with rights. Think about that. You know, just as I've talked about my ancestors in the Jewish heritage in World War II Nazi Germany, how many of them would not have gone to the gas chambers quietly had they been fully armed and not been disarmed by the government for whatever false pretenses? And I'm just saying, you know, if you really know history, you know, this is an agenda that has nothing to do with protecting the people, and it has everything to do with strengthening the very government that would it just do horrific things as it has done throughout history to the people who have no defense.
And that's exactly right, and that's a point that I don't think can be made enough. The point about, you know, the black civil rights struggle could have been helped a lot more had more blacks had guns back then. Taking away their Second Amendment rights does nothing to guarantee the freedom of any American, never mind minority Americans. And what's interesting, though, to emerge in the last couple of days is John Lewis, the guy on Capitol Hill who's pushing the no-fly, no-buy legislation, where if you're placed on the no-fly list because you're under a terror watch by the federal authorities, then you automatically can't buy a firearm. John Lewis himself was mistakenly placed on that list back in 2004. So mistakes are made. Bureaucrats overseeing this list can make mistakes all the time, put people on the list that don't belong there, and automatically your constitutional right to purchase firearms is denied.
Yeah, that is rather interesting. And I think that the argument that we would make, not that we are endorsed, we want anybody to have, terrorists to have a gun, people that are plotting to kill lots of Americans to have a gun. But the point is, if you're on that so-called no-fly list or the terror watch list, where's the due process? You know, where is the ability to appear before a judge and state your case? What's the evidence that I'm being put on this? And it's such a secret list, they don't even want you to know that you're on it until you find out that you're on it. And that's where, you know, if you're into a civil rights issue, a civil libertarian issue, you would say, you know, I don't think that's a good litmus to say you can't buy a gun because you're on the watch list. I want to know why you're on the watch list. Is that legitimate?
No, I mean, the constitutional argument alone should be enough to stop people from supporting these lists. Just because you're placed on a list doesn't mean that you automatically give up your constitutional rights without due process of law, without facing your accusers in court, without having a chance to face, you know, the accusations and defend yourself. And these lists, once you're placed on them, it's not the matter of a simple telephone call to the federal government and saying,
no,
hey, you know, I'm wrongfully on this list. John Lewis himself, it took 40 phone calls before he finally got to the root of the matter and was able to remove his name from the list. Senator Ted Kennedy in 2008 was mistakenly put on the list. Stephen Hayes, a Weekly Standard writer and Fox News pundit, mistakenly on the list. So it's not as simple as just, you know, I'm not a terrorist, could you please take me off the list? Your constitutional rights are taken, and then you have to fight for years in some cases to get them back.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there are articles here by Cheryl Chumley on WorldNet Daily. We have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dems end sit-in as GOP grows weary of anti-Second Amendment jihad. Paul Ryan on punishments we're reviewing. I don't know what Paul Ryan is reviewing on these so-called punishments. Do you have a sense what you put there in the article?
Paul Ryan was angry at the Democrats for taking over the House floor. They were acting like the Occupy Wall Street thugs, basically. And now that it's ended, he is showing indications that he may be taking some sort of punishment against these Democrats for their actions. He does not think that this is what a duly elected congressman or congresswoman should be doing.
Yeah, again, a sit-in. I mean, it's one thing to do a filibuster, of course, a sit-in. Is there a place for the Constitution to say a Senate sit-in, a House of Representatives? I mean, I've never heard that in the Constitution.
Well, no, it's not in there. It's just not, it's not done, really. You know, and you had Democrats crossing the chamber from the Senate side and giving the thumbs up and, you know, singing the We Shall Overcome song, but putting in different words, We Shall Pass Gun Control or something like that. But you had people.
Wow.
Right? Like, it was really.
You know, there's a very, very interesting factoid, I think, here that's rather ironic, because you got John Lewis in there, and, you know, listen, I mean, everybody knows the story of John Lewis and his involvement in the civil rights movement, but ironically, do you know, there was one guy back in the day that owned a firearm, applied for a firearm permit, and was on an FBI watch list. You know who that person was?
I'm guessing Martin Luther King Jr.?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible. And this is what they're fighting for? What, you know, I ask the question all the time, Cheryl. It's like, those on the political left, those that fought through the civil rights, did they forget that it was the government that imposed these draconian, unconstitutional, restrictions on freedom, and that's who they want to have more power? I'm just, like I said, I'm lost on this. There's some other agenda behind this.
Well, I think as far as the agenda in the political world, it's all about power and control. But I think the agenda as it seeps down to the average American, you know, a lot of Americans don't pay attention to the ins and outs of daily news, and a lot of Americans don't have any idea about the Constitution and what our nation was founded upon. So when a tragedy like Orlando happens and you've got politicians with a complicit media selling it as if it's some emotional, compassionate story that taking guns out of the hands of Americans can make all this disappear and go away. I think a lot of people who don't take the time to think things through, they're swept up in that emotion, and I think that's how these things get steamrolled through Capitol Hill.
Well, the cooler heads prevailing. I don't know, have they prevailed? Is this still going to continue on? I mean, this is not about, endorsing, making a free for all so that more terrorists can come in here to get more guns. I mean, those that want are going to find a way to do it. I want, like the mayor of DeBary, Florida said, a call to arms for, the law-abiding Americans who really should be trained and know how to utilize it so that they can put everybody on notice. You come to our town, you come to our house, you come into our community, you are going to risk your very life if you're coming to attack us. And that's a stronger message than, we're all going to be disarmed, and we just think that that'll be enough. And, of course, you're going to look at an unarmed populace and say, we don't want to bother them. They're peace-loving. They're fine. Let's go find the group that's armed to the teeth, because we definitely want to get only two shots off before we're fired and done,
I agree. I mean, making the entire country a gun-free zone is not going to do anything but benefit the criminals and those people who seek to do harm to law-abiding Americans. I just cannot understand the people who think taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding Americans is going to guarantee the safety of the country. If you want to guarantee the safety of the country, well, first and foremost, you can't. You can't 100% guarantee. But second, you can take common sense provisions, like let's do a little border control. Let's stop opening our arms to refugees that we know nothing about.
Ooh, I heard that the Supreme Court ruled against Obama's immigration free-for-all, if you will. Cheryl, if you know anything about that, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about that. Maybe a little Trump versus Hillary blast from the past, present, and future. And what else? Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, will join us at the bottom of the hour. The Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, live from the IAC Conference in St. Petersburg, Florida. More next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNNSports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking it with, Cheryl Chumley's here for WorldNet Daily. Of course, The Devil in D.C., her book, You gotta read that if you haven't picked that up already. Tremendous perspectives on what to do to get some of that evil action out of there. And I don't know where we could send it. To the moon. I'd be offending the people on the moon if there are anybody that live there. I don't know. But Cheryl's doing great work over at WorldNet Daily. Check out her articles. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Another article of hers we'll get to in just a moment, but the Supreme Court ruling on immigration, what was this related to? Obama's willingness to let more people in or not send people home? What's the status?
Right, big win for us, for the anti-immigration crowd or the legal immigration crowd. What it was we all remember when Obama pushed through his executive order that granted basically amnesty to up to 5 million illegals in the country, at least for a period of years, and then they could turn around and file for full citizenship. So Texas, basically, and some other states sued and said, you can't do that. You can't write the laws. That's not your power as the president. Mm-hmm. And so a Texas court ruled in favor of those who sued the White House on that. So the Supreme Court took up the case, but with a 4-4 decision because they have one seat vacant. What it does is it basically reaffirms, upholds the lower court's ruling. So the short answer is Obama lost on that 5 million amnesty provision. And it's a big win for those people who say that you don't have a right as a president to circumvent Congress and make up your own laws.
Wow, that is huge. Now it could work the other way with some really crazy lower court rulings. Like I think we covered one out of the San Francisco district about a gun control issue in the city of San Francisco. If that gets appealed up the Supreme Court with a 4-4 vote, that could end up setting precedent in another direction.
Right, and Monday the Supreme Court is due to release a couple other rulings. One, I know that a lot of people are waiting to hear on an abortion issue, but this immigration one was one that really had people waiting and with anticipation, and so it's a good thing. It just basically says the president can't open the borders to illegals without getting congressional permission.
Okay. Now, on the Trump versus Hillary front, you have an article up at WorldNet Daily about, Trump unleashing a counterattack against Hillary, who a day earlier gave a blistering verbal assault of her own as it starts. What's the update there?
Right. Well, now these two candidates are just going head-to-head at each other. Now that all the other distractions are out of the way, Hillary Clinton first came out and she blasted Trump, said he was unfit for the White House, couldn't be a good president for the United States, yada, yada. And so Trump comes out the next day and he issues his own blistering attack. And this one was basically a long-running play-by-play of all the reasons Hillary Clinton, in his own words, is a world-class liar. He hit her on national security. He hit her on Benghazi, on her immigration issue. He even hit her on a lie she told years and years ago that even the Washington Post reported as a lie when she traveled to Bosnia and said that she departed the helicopter under fire and they had to run for their lives, and it turned out that they weren't under fire at all. It was completely fabricated. So Trump came out swinging, and this is just, to me, an early indication of how nasty this campaign is going to be.
Yeah, I heard Clinton was just having a bout of indigestion or gas or something, and she mistook it for gunfire at that moment. That's why she needs some colon hydrotherapy, too. So anyway,
you
know, that's why
I
know, we got to. I mean, I'm here live at the International Association for Colon Therapy, so, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to tie it into all of these things, and Super Don loves it when I do that. Don't try this at home. It's a professional thing. We've got a Constitution class coming up in Central Florida. Michael Badnarik, 2004, the presidential candidate that year for the Libertarian Party. And he is coming up to join me, and we're going to do a day-long Constitution class on the 9th of July. And on the 9th and the 10th, we are going to exercise our Second Amendment rights out on the open range for a limited number of folks that want to learn gun safety and how to utilize it. You'll be able to shoot 50 calibers, all kinds of stuff. So, Cheryl, love to have you down for that, but I know you're busy working on so many things.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, especially that exercise of Second Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah. You know, folks that don't even have their own firearms, we have a former British Special Forces guy who's loaded for bear, and we'll be able to utilize anything there for you to get you know, test your metal on and learn how to handle it properly with Michael Badnarik as well. So check that out, robertscottbell.com. It's linked up in the notes. Cheryl Chumley, always wonderful to have you on board with your perspective. Check her out at WorldNet Daily. Get her book, The Devil in D.C. And Cheryl, I already look forward to having you on next week.
Hey, can't wait, Robert. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a great, great weekend coming up. We got lots more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the International Association of Colon Therapists in St. Petersburg, Florida. We now are joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We're going to do some more political healing in just a moment. I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our syndicator, available on radio stations around the country. And, of course, later at GCNLive.com is an archive, and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. and podcasts through Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, as well as UK Health Radio across the pond, where the Brexit vote looking like it's going more toward globalism, according to the reports of the Telegraph. We might cover that. And, of course, the new SoundCloud app. You can get the Robert Scott Bell Show in there six days a week, right? Right into your iPhones and Droid phones and such. So, anyway, Norm Singleton is with us. And Campaign for Liberty blog this week, one of the focal points is Orlando. Is it the new 9/11? What does that mean, Norm, the new 9/11? How could Orlando be the new 9/11?
Well, obviously, it's not in terms of what it was. I mean, in Orlando, you had one misfit, lunatic freak.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, doing a horrible act. But as far as we know, he was what they call a lone wolf. No more, no less. And I even cringe when I hear people talk of him as a Islamic terrorist doing this for the goals of ISIS, because I think that, you know, that somehow gives him too much credit almost. I mean, I think this is just this what it appears to be is just a disturbed, spoiled little boy who had a grudge against the world and decided to take it out on a bunch of innocent people. And but whereas in 9/11 it was an organized terrorist plot from Al Qaeda, it was carried out, planned over maybe several years, at least several months in advance. But what the two have in common is that Orlando has now already become the justification for any police state, any restrictions on the Bill of Rights that the politicians want to have. And we saw that last week with the Massey Lofgren Amendment that was defeated for the first time in three years. The propaganda from the other side waved the bloody shirt of Orlando. We saw that in the Senate when by only one vote, and unfortunately some senators, particularly Senator Cruz, who in the past have been on our side when it came to reining in the surveillance state, voted with John McCain and in this favor of a really dramatic expansion of police power. And that again was Orlando. And then of course what's been in the news the past few days is and yesterday is the Democrats' so-called no-fly, no-buy, that if you find yourself on the terrorist watch list, you should lose your rights to keep and bear arms. The Republicans in the Senate have proposed a number of amendments, basically sharing the Democrats' premise. And, again, this is really has nothing to do with the Orlando shooting. These won't make us safer. They'll make us less free, but that's what they use to justify it.
Right. Norm, on that issue of restricting the right to keep and bear arms on that so-called watch list or no-fly list, we talked about last half hour, John Lewis was once on it. We've talked about other folks that have been placed on it. And, you know, there's no due process in this case. A lot of times it's so secretive, and it's good luck trying to find out if you're on it, and if you're on it, to get yourself off of it. The question is, If we say a lot of times you and I will agree, there's not a whole lot of difference between Democrats and Republicans, right, in terms of big government. They'll say this direction a little bit different than this direction. But on this issue, apparently four bills were defeated that seemed to target, you know, restrictions on the Second Amendment. Is this proof that there is some difference between Republicans and Democrats? I mean, I hesitate to ask a question, but I need to ask because I know you got perspective on it.
Well, there is a difference between, I think most Republicans are supportive of the Second Amendment, and I think that is mostly due to the fact that, though that the Democrats are so hostile to the Second Amendment, that gun owners, and those who care about the issue gravitated to the Republican Party, and I think that Republicans, even those who are not, their heart's not with it, they understand that to go against the Second Amendment would lose them literally millions of votes across the country, and it could swing the balance in states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, where you do have a lot of voters who the only reason they vote Republican is because of the Second Amendment. That said, you do see a lot of Republicans this week and last week trying to find something that would allow them to kind of thread the needle. And you saw Susan Collins and, unfortunately, Representative Jeff Flake, who used to be thought of as one of the more libertarian members of the House, and then a lot of us were excited when he went to the Senate, joining with her on a so-called compromise bill. And the only reason that didn't pass through, apparently, was some crafty procedural work by Mitch McConnell.
Wow. Now, if we move over to the issue of surveillance, and we could talk about similarities between 9/11 and the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and that is the failure of the FBI to act on information that you know made perhaps a legitimate suspicion that might have prevented a tragedy. And so it becomes an issue of, again, failure of not surveillance itself, but what they've done with the information or not done with the information that they collected.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I think that there's a difference between collecting on everybody, and there's certainly a difference between saying that just because someone is of the Islamic faith that they are automatically a suspect, and saying that someone who is scaring his coworkers enough that they have to that they call the FBI and say this guy is making all sorts of outlandish statements about his sympathies with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and then you find out that it wasn't investigated, he wasn't removed from his job as a security guard because he was Muslim. It seems like there is a difference that nobody recognizes, the difference between Islamophobia and extreme politically correctness, or at least they don't seem to understand that there's actually a balance and you can actually oppose both if you're a thinking human being.
Yeah, Norm, what about the concept of good police work? I imagine if you actually talked one-on-one with a real police detective and you said, here's your option, you know, you've got this arena that you've really got to investigate on to protect people from potential crimes, right? You got suspicions. We got an opportunity to surveil 100% of the people in this area, and maybe we'll find something, versus we're going to let your suspicions lead where it does, due to probable cause, other issues like that, to let you do your work, what you know how to do in terms of investigations to find potential culprits or actual culprits. And I'm thinking 9 out of 10, if not more, of those investigative police detectives would say, I do not need everybody surveilled. In fact, that would monkey up our ability to determine who might be a genuine threat.
Yep. That's right. That's right. In fact, a lot of security experts and civil libertarians have identified the needle in a haystack problem with mass surveillance. The idea that terrorists are not aware that the NSA could be looking at their mega data or bugging their calls and are not actively working to minimize the risk of being caught is absurd. The ones who aren't caught. Who will get caught in the dragnet are innocent Americans, and maybe the lone wolf, emotionally disturbed folks like apparently the Orlando shooter was.
Right, right.
And hopefully,
I mean, part of an investigation or a big part of it is narrowing the amount of data so that you have something reasonable to work with to actually hone in on somebody who is a genuine suspect. And again, we take it out to the federal government, the bloated bureaucracy, and it's an understatement. They've got to come up with a new name for whatever the Department of Homeland Security is now. And those that believe that mass surveillance is actually helpful as opposed to the evidence here, even in 9/11, even in this issue with the nightclub shooting, that simply just gathering all the data you can is not the way to go, because even if these federal agencies have legitimate suspicion, they don't seem to know how to act on it. Or at worst, you would say there's an agenda to say, well, maybe we should let this happen. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but in this case, you see the jumping on for political expedience, for a crisis that should not go to waste. Hey, maybe this is our move now to confiscate the guns, because maybe now people will be so afraid that they'll finally give up that Second Amendment.
Right, right. Nobody's asking seriously what can we do. They're asking what do we want to do? What's on our agenda? And this is another similarity to 9/11, because the Patriot Act and other procedures were actually kind of pulled off the shelf from stuff that the Justice Department had been agitating for years.
Well, exactly. And this is the thing. You see these situations as if, you know, we've talked about the PNAC report, the Project for a New American Century, talking about what needed to happen in order for the American military to be used throughout the Middle East to, you know, invade other countries, to establish beachheads, to keep the oil flowing, for instance. And that's, you know, in my mind, that's good police work to say, I got to go back and say, how did we get in this place? Was it indeed 9/11? Or were there things that proceeded to say there were entities within our own government that said, you know what, we could take advantage of this if this would only happen. Now, that's not saying I know who did what. I'm just saying that we've got to be able to look at these things and say, you know what, it might not be all from foreign sources or Islamic terrorism. There might be entities within our country that say, you know what, we can use these things to promote an agenda of globalism, of establishing unconstitutionally American military presence around the world and deplete our resources and make America weaker, not stronger. Norm Singleton is here from the Campaign for Liberty. I'll have him comment on that. Also, his perspective on the temper tantrum sit-in by certain Democrats over this gun issue. When we come back, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas Bide seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. If you're unfamiliar with the Campaign for Liberty, then you haven't been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show long either. Norm Singleton is chair there, and he replaced retiring Ron Paul, who established the Campaign for Liberty. And great guy, love of liberty, stands up and does it. And we appreciate him so very much. Now, speaking of standing up, how about sitting down? I want to know, Norm, what your perspective is on this so-called sit-in, because we couldn't find anywhere in the Constitution that there was a normal procedure of some kind called a sit-in in the House or the Senate, yet it happened, and evidently it was catered to. We'll get to that. But, Norm, what's going on?
Well, I think that this is more proof that where you are is very appropriate this week, because considering a lot of people in Washington have their heads up their nether region. And what this was another stunt to call attention to the or advance the gun control agenda by the pro-gun control Democrats who are trying to seize control of the House and shut things down. And it looks like they succeeded because Speaker Ryan said, okay, we're scheduled to go on recess next week anyway, so we're just going to return early, and we'll see what happens after that. But it's the most absurd thing, I think, because what you have is it's led by a civil rights icon who, as we were talking about break, should know better given the history of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and others relying on firearms to protect themselves, given that they were blacklisted and harassed by the federal government, put on all sorts of lists, and then John Lewis himself was accidentally put on a terrorist watch list. So it really is just a bizarre spectacle all around, and fortunately, they've been met by a lot of ridicule. The one article we were discussing, they had catered food brought in for their sit-in, which I thought that when you were sitting in, you were supposed to still on a hunger strike or survive.
Avoid a bathroom break like with the filibuster thing you can't do. But I guess the sit-ins don't have rules and they should be catered. They have loads of pizza. I see there's cornbread. There's a chicken dish. I mean, it's like a potpourri of things that could give you serious constipation.
They've got food on warmers. This is like a wedding buffet line.
Right. Yeah. No, this is great, but at least we'll try to take away their guns. Absolutely incredible. Hey, Super Don, I'm looking. Go ahead, Norm.
The thing that somebody needs to look into, and I don't know how you would do this, because I'm not sure how the Freedom of Information Act applies to Congress, is find out who paid for all that food? Who paid for all that pizza? Did the members use their the money they get from the taxpayers?
It's got to be the U.S. taxpayer, man.
Yeah.
We're funding them. There's no way that's not happening.
We pay for those Swedish meatballs, I promise.
Right. They're going in, and they're not coming out until they get some colon hydrotherapy. But, you know, we talk about Constipation Central. That's the what is it called? The District of Constipation. Yeah, that's D.C. Norm, I was looking at the EU referendum results. The Superdon's telling me one thing, and I'm looking at that. I'm going, maybe not. The headline says, EU referendum results live, early votes give huge boost to Brexit chances.
That's an update. An hour ago, you had Nigel Farage, whatever his name is, he's already conceded that the Remain side is going to win. So it's still close.
Yeah, no, right now they're saying 49.5% Remain, 50.5% Leave. So it's anybody's game, but, you know, will the globalists win? I mean, I like independence and national sovereignty. I don't like globalism. Norm, what's your feeling about this?
Well, I'm tend to lean towards the pro-Brexit side for the reasons you said, and I don't like bureaucracy. I don't like unaccountable bureaucracy. I like free trade, but I don't think you need to have a political union that can do goofy things like tell the French impose regulations on French wine and Belgian chocolate, things like that. And I understand why. So if I were British, I would probably vote for the Brexit. On the other hand, there tends to be scare campaigns by the other side. They're very well funded, and they pretend that, you know, if you vote for Brexit, you're basically voting for a far right Donald Trumpist kind of protectionist ultra nationalist agenda. And
yeah,
a lot of
so you're right.
That the propaganda.
They do. The fear of propaganda can be. I will tell you this, Great Britain, if you're listening live, Great Britain will not sink into the ocean if they leave the European Union. The sun will come up tomorrow, and in fact, you might have a little bit more independence than you had yesterday. Norm Singleton, thank you, my friend, for being with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Folks, we got a whole other hour of healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.